This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Going to get down this hour here on Auto World. Glad to have you along the second hour at Auto World. Hopefully you didn't miss the first hour and you won't miss the third hour. But if you happen to not get it on the affiliate station that you're listening to right now, that's no problem. Auto World, you can do Auto World Podcast. Just Google Auto World Podcast. And I'm so happy and so lucky to be on the top. And you can listen at any one point in time. And hopefully, through Auto World, I try to have some fun with you and myself and Axelrod Alex, the team that puts Genesis Communications, the syndicated network, together. That's what it's all about, to bring you some help with your automobile, some fun with your automobile, and, of course, when to tell you when to drive it off a cliff. Yes. Is there any cliff in your area? How about a river? You might want to drive that bad boy into the river. I don't know. Maybe it's a Jeep Wrangler and it can go in the river. I know I see a lot of Jeep Wranglers here where I'm based out of. The Auto World Plaza, of course, is where I'm coming from, in the Greasy Garage Studio. Oh, yeah. This is the time of the week that I sit back, relax, take all this information that I get throughout the week, not only in the Greasy Garage, the goods, the bads, the uglies, the smellies, the ooh, that feel, that hose, ooh. I want to bring all of that to you. Oh, yeah. So sit back, relax, take the mask off if you have one on. You're sitting in your own home right now. You don't need the mask. Just sit back and relax. And we're going to take you not only into your auto world, but you're going to be into my auto world. And how do you become part of my auto world? Give me a call at 855-660-4261. And, of course, the email address is really easy, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I want to thank all the affiliates. It's had the patience over the years, of course, to stay with Auto World, because Bob Long started Auto World many, many years ago, back in 1992. I met Bob Long at Greenwich Concours d'Elegance. It was a car show. I was broadcasting my own talk radio program. Didn't know Bob Long. He was over on the East Coast. I'm in the West Coast. And basically, what can we say? The East met the West. The West met the East. That means that Mark Evans met Bob Long, and we became friends. And today I'm praying for Bob, and his health is not the best. And he and Sharon, his wife, pray for his family and everybody there, his little girl, Lucy. Very sad to tell you that, you know, his health has gone. He's not doing very good. And he's not going to be able to do Auto World. And he asked me if I would carry on his legacy and carry Auto World on. And I said, you know, after months here, I finally agreed to do it. And because it is my love affair, too. I've been on Auto World with Bob Long. He had me on as the go-to guy in the automotive repair side of it, the go-to guy. And, of course, I've been behind the microphone since 1995, doing my own talk radio, and then with him, too. So we were kind of doing, I was doing double duty, and I think Bob's always been doing triple duty. He had a lot of shows happening everywhere. So I'm carrying on Auto World, and we're not going to change the menu here at Auto World, what Bob built. I'm going to add maybe a little bit to the menu, but that's, you know, because if we add just a little bit every single week, we end up learning a lot more. At least I do. So we're going to do that. But what is Auto World? Well, it's a world of automotive trivia. Of course, interviews, and bring a lot of the field experts, designers, and the presidents. And I've got a detailer that I'm talking to right now out of Beverly Hills. I'm not going to spoil it, but I've been down into his detail shop, and let me just put it this way. He details the stars cars. So, you know, I mean, it gets right down to, it takes all of us to keep the cars running. We do recalls, of course, here on Auto World, like we did the first hour. I'm going to do another one here in a little bit. Second hour, we do a segment called Compare a Car, of course. What is it? And On This Day in Automotive History is another segment I like to see. Sometimes I'll slip in a birthday or two. Do a salute, and of course, we're always taking your calls. You're the star of the show. period. You're the star of the show, and please interrupt me at any time. You got a car question, truck question? Have you had a problem with the car? Does it smell yucky? Does it sound horrible? Should I buy it? Should I not buy it? Or even that question, what should I buy? And, of course, I just shared a recall, and you're saying, well, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't buy that now that Mark has shared that recall. Well, folks, that's something that you got to decide on your own, but I can help you. That's what it's all about. I can help you. 45 years of being inside the hood, underneath the hood, upside down, underneath the dash with the eyeballs trying to get to the ignition switches, to fuses, to wiring. I had a Volkswagen Passat many years ago that had a huge, huge electrical problem, on-again, off-again problem. No one could find it. I finally found it, found out that the wiring harness that was crimped into the holders up underneath the aluminum dash from the factory had been crimped by the machine a little too tight, which eventually, after 8 years of driving the car, the owner, of course, bought it new. But 8 years after driving it, that crimp that was holding that big, huge wiring harness with the tape rubbed through, got into one of the positive wires, and started doing fun things with his electrical. So sometimes it's a little harder than you think. But right now, here's a little bit of news. Hey, did you hear about Biden? Yeah, the presidential candidate. Biden accidentally, he revealed GM's future Corvette plans on his little Twitter account. Oh, no. That's not good. No, that's not good. You never know when I might share some weird things with you, and that's one of them. Yes. Hey, did you know about the NASCAR? NASCAR and electric? Did you hear about that? Well, NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano, you might be his favorite fan, his best fan. That's great. Well, this week, he had a chance to fill the raw electrical power of one of the brand-new Mustang Mach-E 1400 prototype. Yeah, he got to drive one, the Ford's famed drift star. Ford's Proving Grounds there in Michigan. Well, he got into it, and he got to drive it on the NASCAR track. This bad boy, this is the brand-new all-electric Mach-E 1400 Mustang. 1400, what's that stand for? Well, projecting 1400 peak horsepower, folks. Seven motors to give you that 1400 horsepower. Electric motors, seven of them. Wait a minute. Like I said earlier, back up your bus. There's only four wheels and tires on that bad boy. Where are they putting seven motors? Oh, well, he got to experience. We're going to give you that little secret next week on Auto World. Logano, he experienced firsthand what Ford Performance RTR electric vehicle can do on the NASCAR track. And he said with all that all-wheel drive, he said that's flat moves. No noise, quiet, but flat moves. He feels that it's faster than the conventional NASCAR. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. That electric cars. Every once in a while, you'll hear electric in this studio. My problem is electric. About the only thing I know how to fix on them is brakes. And they're even different. Because when you hit your brakes in electric, it regenerates the batteries. So they're completely different. How sweet it is! Who did say that? How sweet it is. That was a little catchphrase from Jackie Gleason. I don't know if you remember Jackie Gleason or not, but he did that. I like that phrase. Hey, we never did answer that trivia question. STP. What does STP stand for? The man behind it was Richard Petty, of course. Richard Petty is known. I actually interviewed him at a golf course, Crane Creek, here in Boise, Idaho, many years ago. And I'm trying to get a few of these interviews back into the digital form and get them set. And Alex is going to help me do that so we can play them for you. And that was a lot of fun talking to him about his life of course, NASCAR, but what he did and how he did and all that. And I know that he shared one thing with me under the microphone that I didn't know. And when we come back from the break, it has something to do with the net in NASCAR. Brought to you by Richard Petty. Don't forget, you can call or email anytime here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you do is a yakety yak. Looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Oh yeah, that telephone. What kind of telephone do you have? Get off the thing. You're listening to Auto World, so don't be talking on your telephone right now. Anyway, good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World, and how's your Auto World been? Hopefully it's been good. If not, I'd like to hear about it, good or bad. You want to rant and rave? Let's hear about your rave. How about your rant? How about the guy, the lady, the person next to you that was going down the freeway the other day and was so close to your passenger window, the mirror, that you looked at him and you put your window down and you yell over, "Hey, get over!" Yeah, we all need, you know, that little room, especially in these COVID times around us. It's good to be along here this week with you. Thanks for joining me each and every week on Auto World. It's a pleasure to bring you some good stuff, some bad stuff, and all-around information that helps you in your auto world. In order to be a part of the show, I only take Visa cards on Monday, and it's not Monday, so that's a good thing. 855-660-4261 is, of course, that number's never changed forever here in Auto World. And the Auto World email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Good to have you along. Email me at any time. Let's get back to that question. STP, what does it stand for? What is it? Let's do it. The S, scientifically, big word, scientifically, T, treated, P, protection, scientifically treated protection. Wow, STP, been around forever. What really is in that can that you might not be buying? The very first thing that they brought out was the can that you dip into, you know, pour into your oil to stop the blue smoke behind your car if you had a car that, which I did, and I did test it. I had a mobile repair van for repairing cars, and it smoked a lot of blue smoke. The rings were worn out, and I dumped some STP in it. Come to find out, it actually helped to seat the rings. It did. It slowed up the blue smoke behind it. So the people behind me, that was poor advertising. You know, I got the signs on the painted on the side of the van with the company name and all, but they could see it in the phone number telling that I fixed cars, but yet here I am driving around the road with blue smoke coming out and STP. You know, I tipped my hat. It stopped all that blue smoke, all that oil from burning. It's a can of polymer is what it is. What's polymer? See, engine oil, has a lot of ingredients in it, just like a chocolate cake. And these ingredients in that oil is what they take crude oil and they refine it, and then they add their own ingredients. Each and every brand adds their ingredients. And these ingredients in the oil is what makes the oil work correctly in your engine. And with that said, the can of polymer is kind of like a can of flour. You're actually thickening up the oil, adding more flour to your cookie dough or to your cake. If the recipe says to only put a cup of flour to make that chocolate cake taste good. If you added another cup of flour, you'd thicken up the batter, the chocolate cake would taste yucky, and you wouldn't eat it, or you would get sick. Well, in the auto world arena, if you put polymer in your oil, it thickens it up. So if you keep putting more and more polymer in there, flour, it keeps thickening up the oil. Next thing you know, you're going to hear pretty much that in your engine because it's going to be knocking rods. So be careful. Be careful. And then STP again, they have fuel cleaners out. Oh, by the way, I do use it. A little cheap plug here. Super concentrated fuel injector cleaner. I use it all the time. It works. Absolutely. Hey, here's a little bit of news, Auto World News, weekly news for the week, that USAA reports here, this is fresh, off the press. They reported this week that driving is 45% less. And, of course, USAA is an insurance company that insures your automobiles out there, and it's all concerning. Of course, a lot of you are probably in the military. Thank you. I salute you and tip my hat. Thank you for keeping us safe so I can sit here and do Auto World. 45% less through the COVID. A lot of you are not driving as much. So that's going to affect pretty much a lot of people. They did just cancel SEMA, the SEMA show, Special Equipment Manufacturing Association show in Las Vegas. I've been there many years, go out, broadcast, do a lot of interviews and walk around. And that is where a lot of the car companies that, you know, see the automobile that you're driving right here, right now, all those pieces and parts are made by a vendor somewhere in the United States and overseas too, and they do come to SEMA in Las Vegas, and they show each and every one of us basically the new stuff that they've invented to put on your car. And, you know, truthfully, with that said, it's canceled. So how are they going to get out there, and how are they going to, you know, speak their note in their music game that they have and show each and every one of us about the new night vision camera, maybe? It's not all about each and every product, even right down to the, do you really want your logo falling off the side of your car? I mean, if you spend $45,000 and up for your car and it shows a logo and a letter of the model of car you have, truthfully, these people are at SEMA. You want that to stick correctly. So these companies, and it's over 1 million square feet. It's been canceled because of COVID. So we're all doing it through the internet, of course, today, through YouTube. They are, Pebble Beach, of course, they're doing that through YouTube, brought to you by the Peterson Automotive Museum in L.A. But things have changed. Things are changing. And we're driving less. The tire companies aren't going to probably be selling as many tires because we're driving less. Yeah, we're not burning as much fuel, of course. What's the fuel price in your town? Well, we're sitting here at about $2.50 for the unleaded corn-based fuel, or better known as ethanol. And with that note, what does ethanol do to your engine? Hey, I've got a customer that we just talked to here Thursday. He's burning ethanol in an older vehicle. Of course, he has to because he didn't know that there was only two stations in the Boise, Idaho area that I'm based out of here that sell, those two stations don't sell ethanol fuel. So he's been driving and burning ethanol fuel in this 75 Chevrolet. What it's done is it's more than likely, truthfully, it burns hotter, and that engine wasn't really designed for a hotter type fuel. And it's basically, he's got a steam kettle happening right now. The pressure in the heads, in the cooling jacket, he's either got a blown head gasket and or a cracked head and or a split cracked exhaust valve, because his head pressure, steam pressure in the coolant jacket is letting the thermostat stay open, causing a lot of problems. So we're going to be ending up taking the head off that engine, looking for cracks. And so that's pretty severe pain in the wallet for him. And what caused it was ethanol fuel. So there's a lot to be said for what you are, what you eat. You are what you are when you put it in your stomach, and you are, your car is what it is when you, whatever you're putting in the fuel tank. Let's make that bad boy run good. Get some fuel cleaner in it. When we come back, I want to know when the aluminum engines were built. We're going to tell you that and much more. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed a number of executive orders yesterday, including $400 per week in additional unemployment benefits, eviction protections, and additional benefits for veterans. In his New Jersey news conference, he also spoke about the fact that Democrats continue to hide things in their bill that have nothing to do with COVID-19 relief, including an all-mail-in ballot system for the upcoming election.
They even want to force states to implement the controversial practice known as ballot harvesting. Very dangerous. dangerous practice, meaning they would allow Democrat Party operatives to deposit thousands and thousands of completed ballots at the post office without any verification of who filled them out, including a verification of signatures on the ballot. So you're not even going to have a verified signature. Anybody, I could sign it, you could sign it, anybody in this room could sign it, and that's going to count as a vote. How can you do a thing like this?
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I hope she's wearing a pink hat in that pink Cadillac. You know what that reminds me of is Mary Kay. Oh, yeah, Mary Kay, the pink Cadillacs. Boy, they have to work their you-know-what off their tail off to get that pink Cadillac. That's a lot of cosmetics. Myself, I don't wear a lot of cosmetics, but my wife does. So anyway, the pink Cadillac. Hey, talking about Cadillac. Hey, wait a minute. Back up the bus here. That sign is open and flashing. Bzz, bzz, that neon sign. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for being here. I want you to be a part of the show. Become a member. It's real easy to do. And no Visa card needed. Just call or email. The phone number is 855-660-4261. And, of course, my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Axelrod Alex sitting behind the producer of the show, sitting behind that 18-foot board with all the buttons, making sure you come in nice and crisp and clean. And thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. Hey, wait a minute. You know, I was saying before the break, I want to really know. We're talking about STP and polymer and oils. I really want to know aluminum engines. Well, in 1958, the aluminum automobile engines are developed in the United States. Back in 1958, they are more resistant to wear and are 30% lighter than your traditional cast iron engines. Is there goods or bads about that? Do you really care if you've got an aluminum engine? Say that three times real fast. Does it really matter if it's cast iron, aluminum heads on top of cast iron? They did that. How about the hot rodders out there, you guys? Oh, yeah, and the females. There's more females today racing than ever before. Are you building the old Hemi cast iron block, putting Eldorock aluminum heads on it? I don't know. Blue Max heads? Make it go good. Yeah. Well, in today's world, aluminum radiators, aluminum heads, aluminum this, aluminum that, plastic on top of aluminum, aluminum on top of plastic. They don't blend together very well. They do work, but heat and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, heat and cold. It's just constant, constant. And that's what causes a lot of little breakdowns constantly that we see here at the Greasy Garage. Of course, I'm broadcasting from Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio here, and I want to do a little housekeeping real quick. You can find me, Mark Evans, on Facebook. Just look my name up and friend me if you'd like. And then I have a LinkedIn account and an Instagram account. And, of course, you can always listen to the Auto World podcast. Just Google Auto World podcast will be there on the top. You can listen to each and every week before and after the show or while you're fishing even. I do appreciate it. And I do appreciate you always being a part of the show, filtering in and filtering out what you need to listen to, and that is everything. Talk about filters. Have you had your cabin air filter replaced lately, folks? Yeah, inside the cabin on the passenger side where the passenger sits, there's no steering wheel, you know, over on the right side. It's usually on the left here in the States. There's a cabin air filter behind the glove box. Open the glove box up. First question I always get, Mark, does my cabin air filter need to be replaced? And the second question, can I do it myself? See, that's the whole key here is, can we do it ourselves to save you money? And Auto World is all a part of that. I'm an ASE certified master technician, over 30 some certificates in a lot of different divisions of a car fixing, repairing. And, you know, truthfully, I can tell you that I'm here to save you money and, of course, help you. And you don't really, that's how I built my business, is really not helping people. What? Yeah. When I help you, yes, when you need me. But I help you on the telephone. I started that business way back when, and when you called and asked me, this is what's going on with my car, I would literally turn it into a radio talk show and ask you questions back to try to diagnose the car on the phone with you, and more than likely, see, it takes two to diagnose. Question back, answer back, question back, answer back. Next thing you know, we had the car fixed on the telephone, and I told the person that called me, you can do it yourself. Do it. And that got me more respect than anything else in my life, and that's what it means. They called me, their friends, their neighbors, their relatives started calling and doing the same thing, and it just a snowball turned into that little snowball I had in my right hand turned into basically a snowball that I couldn't stop. Had to hire people, had to get bigger shops, had to get more tools. That's what it's all about. So that's why I'm here on the behind the microphone today to help you fix that cabin air filter. Now here this last week, scrunched, as I said in the first hour. What's that word scrunched mean? Who knows if it's even a word? How about if we just say scrunched or squeezed? Well, cabin air filter, I pulled out in a little Jeep the other day. Opened the glove box to go in there and do something else we're going to talk about also here on Auto World on a little repair that took place and why it happened. Maybe, I don't know. But anyway, we get to it. One thing about the cabin air filter is that the thing was so plugged up, folks, that the air couldn't get through. What this cabin air filter does, it takes that air from the outside and sucks it in, you know, in the grill work that's outside underneath your windshield, those vents right there. It sucks the air in from the outside, brings it in, and gives it to the air conditioning vents to you in your face. Your heater also. Everything goes through the cabin air filter. It collects all the dirt, the sewage that's in the air, so it doesn't get into your sinuses. We want you healthy and happy driving your new car. So, your cabin air filter, well, this one was so plugged up that that blower motor that he had turned on, it keeps pulling air. As it keeps pulling air, literally pulling air into the box, it couldn't get it. The cabin air filter was plugged, and it scrunched or squeezed the air filter into a smaller shape than what it was designed for, so the air could get past it. Yes, and so for a certain part of a time there with that Jeep, I'm sure that the air vent, the air coming out of the vents wasn't really good. And then once that air filter, that cabin air filter scrunched, it let the air go through. And they probably felt a lot of air coming through the vents. So with that, if you do have an automobile that you don't feel that the air is coming through your air conditioning vents as fast and as good as it used to, your cabin air filter is plugged up. Easy to do. You can do it yourself. Take the glove box door. Yes, swing it open. Take everything out of the glove box first. And that, by the way, is a segment here on Auto World. What do you have in your glove box? Well, take everything out of the glove box, because when you tip it down, everything's going to fall out. That hand lotion to the maps, paper maps you don't use anymore, throw them away. You got Google Maps on your phone, man. Pens and pencils and extra sunglasses, and I could go on forever with the stuff that's going to fall out. Take it out first. Tip the door down. Right and left side of the glove box, they're all plastic built. All you do is move that in with your hands, those plastic tabs. When you move them in, the door falls completely down. Swings all the way open, and then look behind the glove box door, and you'll see a little trap door. Open that little trap door. It's only about an inch and a half wide. Flip it open, and what will you pull out of there? A cabin air filter that will be white in color, because that's what you're looking at. It's white there, but as soon as you pull it out, be ready for dirt to be on your passenger floorboard on the floor mat. See, as we were talking earlier, this is not a garden show, but it could be, as you're going to have dirt on the floor mat on the passenger side from pulling out the cabin air filter. Once you get a new cabin air filter in there, guess what? No more spores, green mold, just, they call them spurs. Chemical spurs will coming. They won't be coming through the vents into your sinuses, your nostrils anymore, because the cabin air filter will be capturing it. How often should I do it? Mark, I got 60,000 miles on my car right now. I've never had it done. Should I do it? Good question. Guy in the back row, he's got his hand up. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, in the back row. Yeah, that to the right, to the right. Yeah, you. I like your T-shirt, by the way. Psychedelic, and it's got Scooby-Dooby-Doo on it. I like that T-shirt. Anyway, okay, yeah. He says, yeah, he's got 70,000 miles on his vehicle. Do it. Whenever you get 50,000 miles, that's a lot of air going through there, especially if you're in Arizona and you got the air conditioner on 24/7, 12 months a year. That's a lot of air getting sucked in there. Think of it as an air filter for your car. We got you clean. When we come back, email bag. Who will be the lucky one out of the bag this time? You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you get in, wipe your feet off. I don't want any dirt on the floor mat. It's amazing how much, I guess this segment, this whole weekend here on Auto World is all about dirt. Anyway, hopefully you don't have any dirt there on your shoes when you get into his car. Oh, my goodness. What in the world's going on? Well, you're listening to Auto World is what's going on. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us. I got a little bit of trivia again to share with you that means a lot. Yeah, something that you use all the time. It has actually has changed a little bit, but here it is. What has changed? Oh, yeah. In 1911, your rear view mirror. In 1911, first use of a rear view mirror in the United States was then in 1911. The Indianapolis 500 race driver Ray Harnon puts one on his Marmon Wasp and never looks back, winning with an average speed of nearly 75 miles an hour. Woo! Has that changed or what, that Indianapolis 500? I'm just glad that he did it. I'm glad he did it. I'm glad he put the rearview mirror on so you can see who's behind him. We all use it today, and it does mean a lot. And of course, a lot of us, how has it changed? You probably all have a camera now, backup camera, to see behind you. Be careful. That's called driving by wire. And sometimes what you see is not what you're going to get. That's what I'm saying. I do believe in them, folks. I do believe in them. The big SUVs are so tall, so big, so bulky, you can't see a child on a tricycle or on a skateboard or whatever behind you before you back up. But if you have a backup camera, you can see them. And, of course, a lot of you might be with cars that stop automatically if something is in that way of that camera. It puts the brakes on for you instantly. Talking about brakes, let's go to New Mexico and talk to Frank. Hi, Frank. Happy Sunday. Oh, I lost Frank because, oh, genius here. Sorry about that, Frank. Genius here, Mark Evans. I know how to fix cars, but I don't know how to hit that correct button yet. I'm learning. So, Frank, call back. And the phone number again for everybody is 855-660-4261. Frank wanted to talk about something like brake bumper or something like that. While we're waiting for Frank to call back, you can join me also on my email, autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, while we're waiting for Frank, real quick, I want to tell you about Cadillac's all-new adventure, the all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. Have you heard it or seen it in the media? Oh, yes. It's going to be ready by the late 2022. What is it? It's an all-electric Cadillac. Folks, this is changing, I'm telling you. It has a remote self-park. You can sit on the sidewalk, get out of the car, put the car in the street, get out on the sidewalk, just push self-park. It'll back up, pull up, do whatever it needs to self-park. All electric, Super Cruise, very first truly hands-free. I don't know what you think about the hands-free driving, but they've got it. 150 kilowatts, of course. I don't know. It's all electric. It's going to be coming out. It's under the Cadillac brand, so you're talking about luxury there, of course. I think, yes, I do know they're going to be competing with, yes, that word, Tesla. Well, if you make it, they're going to debut at California, and truthfully, what it is in the auto world is that they say that if you don't make it in California in the electric or the automotive business, you're not going to make it. So they're out to, Cadillac General Motors is out to make it in California. I don't know if you do know this, but here's the numbers in California that Tesla has sold in their Tesla brands, 72,625 in just California. Cadillac has sold in sales 11,400. So they're a little bit behind, but that is not the Lyriq. That's not the new electric. That electric Lyriq, that is the other models. So they're going to try to see if they can't catch up to Tesla in California first. That's the all-new 2022 Cadillac Lyriq. Oh my. Now let's see if I can do this computerized stuff here, huh? Let's go to Frank in New Mexico. Hi, Frank. Happy Sunday.
Call me Mark. I got a story that might help someone else out there. I got a 89 Nissan Sentra, a little old grocery getter, and one day I noticed when it was parked in the yard here, the parking brake lights were on. Touched the lenses and they were really hot, so they must have been on for over an hour when I moved the car into the shade. Okay, parking light switch, no big deal. I get down, I pull the fuse, of course, turn the lights off, remove the switch, put it on my meter, it's fine. That's when I noticed that on the brake pedal, the plate that pushes up against the little button on the brake light switch, there's a hole there. Apparently this little rubber plug had fallen out. It's like this contact bumper.
Find out
it's called a brake pedal bump pad or
stop.
Something like that.
A stop, uh-huh.
Yeah, so anyway, it was too deteriorated to reuse. So I'm looking all around and there's availability on eBay and here and there and everywhere. But I'm wondering, on the application chart, it never shows my 89 Sentra. It just shows the fancier models. Are they all the same for Nissan in that period, would you guess?
They are. Yeah, and that, do you know why they put that rubber bump stop on there, Frank?
I figured it would wear out that little button on the brake switch if it was metal.
Exactly. Yeah, it would wear it out really quick. And then you would hear the noise, too, of it hitting the metal. Clunk, clunk,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You already answered my question. I can get any of those Nissan OEM ones, and it'll fit my car.
Yep. And, you know, here's something that's happened in the course. You said that's an 89, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So here's something that I want to point out, too, to help everybody, Frank, on that note, is that little hole you're talking about that was vacant. Those little rubber bump stops, of course, has a little male tab sticking out, and that's what goes in that hole. And they rot out eventually, of course, as you know. But you can go down. Sometimes we can't, with the older cars, sometimes we can't find the part. The parts aren't available. So I've found with those, and I've been in this circumstance before, the black Permatex silicone that I use, it's an oil-resistant silicone that I use for gaskets, that I put on valve covers, oil pans, that Permatex black silicone, it's not that expensive, $8-$9 a tube at the automotive parts store. That is indoor-outdoor silicone, and you know what? You can actually pull the cap off and make your own little squeeze some of that out of that tube up there. Of course, you're going to have to get a stick and push the brake pedal, you know, permanent out of the way for a while you're waiting for the silicone to dry. But you can make your own rubber bumper brake stop.
but they're available, so I think I'll just buy one for $4 since they're all all Nissan anyway. Okay.
If you can get
even thought of that cure.
Yeah. If you can get one, do it. And I would. And that's something. Now you said, did it burn up your taillight lenses with the bulbs?
No. I had started the car up in the morning and moved it out of the sun into a shady spot. And after about an hour, I just glanced over there, and the lenses were glowing. I said, hey, those lights are on. I went over there, and the lenses were pretty warm, man. So I said, it's been on for an hour. So I pulled the fuse and then just went to try and figure out the problem.
Yeah. Now, Frankie, did you buy that brand new, that Nissan?
No, it must have been about 4 years old when we got it, like in 93, something like that. Yeah, it's been a good little grocery getter.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you real quick. We don't have a lot of time left, but one reason why you bought that. Just give us all one reason. Just a grocery getter with good gas mileage, sounds like?
Economical, maneuverable, quick, and agile.
Yep. Hey, that was more than one. That's what I like to hear, though, more than one. Frank, I appreciate it.
Well,
I really do.
I love the show, man.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate you with the support, and you're, like you say, you're a charter member. And I appreciate
it. Coors beer can tin cap loiter like yours.
Oh, man. Yeah, that thing is crazy. Awesome. Are the cans full of the juice?
long emptied.
Okay. Yep. Mine too. I appreciate you sharing information about the bump stop and giving us an idea why and how come you bought a Nissan, you know? This is the reason why all of us decide. We have to decide first why we want to buy it. What brand do we want? Frank, you did it. Appreciate it. Thank you again for sharing and supporting us.
Okay. Good afternoon, Swami.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good to have you from New Mexico, Frank. It's always, can never have enough friends, you know, period. Especially radio and GCNlive.com friends from Auto World. Well, there it is, another hour. It went quick. Oh, I want to thank everybody. We're running out of time to thank everybody, but I'm going to thank one man in truth. Axelrod Alex is behind that 18-foot board. Thanks for being with us. Oh, I forgot, the PR director, Bobby Besser. Thanks, Bobby. And, of course, the person who keeps my seat cushion warm, Susie.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.